You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, B&B fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your early weekly spoilers for April 1st through 5th. There's so much going on this week and so much more going on next week. I am super excited about these storylines, but at the same time, I'm super sad about some of the stuff that's going on. And they have my attention right now. It's been a really good week because we haven't had a lot of Zenday and any of that Luna lunacy, but that is coming before the end of this week and into next week. I will just warn you about that. Hey, I'm going to unpack all this for you, but if you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. And as I always do on the early spoilers, the early edition spoilers, I tell you real quick what's happening the rest of this week just to set up the context for next week. So let's dive right in. Wednesday, March 27th, Thomas makes a life-changing decision and Hope is stunned. It looks like Steffi Forrester has indeed convinced her brother to cut bait and run, to leave LA, to just get away from Hope and let his heart heal. And he wants to take Douglas Forrester with him, which is very, very interesting. Meanwhile, Brooke and Steffi face off on Wednesday. They are having a nasty, nasty argument about Hope and Thomas. I'm guessing Steffi is going to sling all those same accusations that Hope is your typical Logan, that they like to use Forrester men, that Hope has been this, you know, I don't know, lusty pervert in a way that was using Thomas for sex. That whole accusation, if Steffi hits her with it, and I think she will, is probably going to make Brooke's head explode. She doesn't like to think about her daughter sleeping with Thomas, but she is going to be incensed at the whole notion that Hope is some sort of lust-fueled, typical Logan bouncing on some guy because she can. And I cannot even imagine what Brooke is going to sling back at Steffi. She's definitely going to defend her daughter. Thursday, March 28th, Steffi is over the moon because she got what she wanted. She is going to find out that Thomas has indeed decided to leave town. That's what all the spoilers look like. I don't have confirmation on that. We'll see when the episodes roll around, but everything is pointing in that direction. And Thomas and Hope have a sit down to discuss with Douglas what they've decided, and he's very upset. Now, at the time that Thomas called to have Douglas brought up to the office, he had not shared his decision with Hope. It was on the Tuesday episode that he made a phone call that sounded like he was asking for Douglas to be brought up to the office. So it looks like it's going to be just this bang, bang, bang thing where Thomas tells Hope, I'm leaving town. I want to take Douglas on Wednesday. And then it's like, bang, we're going to tell Douglas I'm going to go. So, I mean, literally, it could be by the end of this week that Thomas is gone. We will definitely see, but before April rolls around, he may be gone, and I don't think it is an April Fool's joke. Friday, March 29th, Steffi and Hope, they're fighting again. They're slinging more accusations at each other. I'm sure Steffi's going to be saying the same stuff to Hope that she did before, but is going to salt the wound by saying, and now Thomas has left you because he knows who you are. He knows you're just like your mother. He doesn't want you. He is never going to get back with you. All the kind of things to really hurt Hope, but also I think these might galvanize Hope to still try and fight for her relationship. Like, I don't know if she's going to follow him or what, but I don't think Hope is going to drop this, even though Thomas said he needs to leave town. And then on Friday, the inevitable with Thomas and Hope sliding towards the back burner and off the front burner, we've got Zenday talking to Luna and he asks if they might have a future together. That whole thing is so creepy. I know Zenday didn't know that she was drugged up on her mom's whatever medicinal meds, but to ask the girl that accidentally slept with you, hey, do you think we can work things out and stay together? Just seems so inappropriate and odd and creepy. And I'm guessing we're going to have more of it the week of April 1st through 5th. We should see more of Zenday, Luna, and RJ because we've got Thomas and Hope's drama taking a sideline for right now. And then we have the Luna baby daddy stuff coming right back to the front burner. Poppy is either going to have to finally come clean or try to find some devious way to solve her little Luna problem of her demanding to know who her father is. May Sweeps begins on April 25th this year, but I'm really hoping that the truth about Luna's dad comes out sooner, earlier in April, so that Sweeps is going to be devoted, I hope, to a Thomas and Hope reunion and some more conversation about what really happened with Sheila, but we will have to wait and see. If Thomas does indeed leave town with Douglas, which I anticipate, I expect a lot more of April to be Hope raging at Steffi, something like that. You know, each of them is going to blame the other. Steffi's going to keep on with her anti-Logan campaign. All the Logan women are the same. This could cause issues for Brooke and Ridge. We already see them at odds over Thope this week. When Brooke started saying some stuff about Thomas and Ridge said, there she is. I thought that was very interesting. He's like, there's the person who hates my son. I hear your voice. And I don't think Ridge is going to like that. Basically, he might see it as Hope ran Thomas out of town, something like that, when really it's kind of Steffi doing it. I do expect to see more of Finn hallucinating his dead mom. I definitely still suspect the Sheila story is not done yet. I certainly hope not, because if it was over, then that is the absolute lamest villain exit ever off Bold and the Beautiful. We have Clint Howard showing up in his guest role on Friday, April 26th and 29th, just as Sweeps is kicking off. He's a homeless guy named Tom, who happens to be the name of Sheila Carter's baby daddy from over on Young and the Restless. I can't remember if they ever got married, but she had twins by him. I really feel like this guy, Tom, might offer some information about Sheila's fate. Not what we've seen so far, but the truth, because I know most viewers suspect there's something really off about her death. Plus, as I mentioned in a comings and goings update that I made today, check that video on the Bold playlist or on our main page here. Ashley Brewer is back as Ivy Forster, possibly also in Sweeps, because she was in town this past week for the B&B 37th anniversary bash. And if she did that filming while she was in town for the anniversary, the timing would coincide with her to have her appearances during May Sweeps. So we'll see how it goes. They said she'd be back. That's confirmed, but it's for an unspecified length of time other than several episodes, but we don't know how many. All right, that is all of the early weekly spoilers that we have. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Belinda from Soap Dirt. Please click subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments on what you are excited to see and come back soon, because we are here talking Bold and the Beautiful 7 days a week.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.